morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. If you've noticed people acting strangely of late, well, perhaps they've already gone goony in preparation for the 25th anniversary celebration of a film which continues to fascinate people of all ages and bring visitors to our region from around the world. What is it about The Goonies that makes it a cult film? And what's happening this weekend? June 4th, 5th, 6th, and even the 7th. Here to enlighten us about all things Goonies are Regina Wilkie, Marketing Manager for the Astoria Warrenton Chamber of Commerce, and Sam Rasko, Marketing Director of the Clatsop County Historical Society. Thanks for being here today, Regina.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, it was a feat, since I know you are have just been so swamped with all these Goonies things.
Yes, it's kind of nice to come down here and enjoy the quiet of your radio station, though.
Okay. Sam, thanks so much for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
And I know you've been very busy as well, so we're going to talk about what you all have been doing. But first, Regina, please tell us a little bit about yourself for listeners who may not be familiar with you.
Sure. I moved here. My dad's family is from this area, and both my parents graduated from Warrenton High School. And I moved here when I was in middle school and have lived here since. And I started working at the Chamber when I was 15, actually right after I turned 15, so I've been there for 13 years now. And so I've done a little bit of everything with the Chamber, and that's how the Goonies came to be a part of my life.
And you're passionate about it, and you really are very knowledgeable about the Goonies.
I love the fans. It's so much fun to see them come in the visitor center and, that little gleam in their eye. You can always tell they're Goonie fans. So it's a fun project to work on.
Oh, that's great. And Sam, please tell us about yourself.
Well, I've been here in the North Coast almost 8 years now in Astoria, and moved here with my family, my two daughters and son and wife, and been very happy and enjoying our wonderful weather, even though it seems summer will never come for us this year.
There's still flowers blooming, though.
That's right. And it's a beautiful time of year.
And there's hope. spring and summer are around the corner, actually, I think. Well, what is it? Before we talk even about all the Goonies events that are happening and the Goondocks and these terrific opportunities for people to learn and to have fun and enjoy and volunteer even, what is it about the film, Regina and Sam, that you think has struck such a chord with people everywhere?
I think if someone could figure that out and bottle it, they'd be a millionaire. It's just the way the script was written. It's a kid's movie, but it's kind of got a little punch to it. It's a timeless story, adventure.
And I think Spielberg and Donner, the director, the story itself did a really good job of not to disparage Disney, but it wasn't Disney-fied. It was more real. The kids, cussed and not heavily, but they were more realistic. And I think young people at the time that went to the movie, they could relate more closely to them than they could with, maybe a cartoon character or something that you might have seen during that time. I think that's one thing I've heard from a lot of the fans is that, it was real, it was the classic treasure hunt, pirates, and it was just a fun fantasy adventure with that touch of realism to it, I think, that struck a chord with most people.
It was grounded, and just like Astoria. People think Astoria is authentic and gritty and it's grounded. So, and I've heard also that Europeans in particular who are fascinated feel that it's quite amazing that American youth would have this kind of freedom to go off on these adventures by themselves without, supervision.
Hmm. I hadn't thought about it that way. True.
So it's a really—it's not a coming of age as much as it's really—it's these young people were living in a town where it was very safe for them to go and explore, and there are gorgeous locations and places, which is why people come here. Yeah. I mean, there's.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a film from the '80s, but it doesn't throw so much pop culture and signs of the times at you. So even when kids watch it now, they can relate to it.
True. Yeah, it's all about childhood, I think, and that's the key thing.
Yeah, and definitely. Warner Brothers has just gotten so much mileage out of this. So did Warner Brothers was the original film studio that released this?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they are still, very much aware of the Goonies and the property with their home video department and their consumer products lines. You can't walk through a mall and not see a Goonies t-shirt hanging in one of the store windows. Yeah, or Downtown Astoria.
That's probably a good point to say the Goonies and trademark or copyright of Warner Brothers.
Okay.
Yes. They were used to that legal line.
Yes. However, it was good that Warner Brothers was willing to work with you on the 25th anniversary celebration.
Yes. It took a little while to kind of figure out our relationship and how we could have a symbiotic one where we could both benefit each other. But we've come to a great position right now, and I'm really comfortable with it. They're actually sending 3 representatives from Warner Home Video to the event to make a little announcement about the Goonies property. So that'll be fun to kind of be here and have them see what goes on in Astoria around their film.
Astoria is famous for filmmaking in general. I mean, whether it's Free Willy or Kindergarten Cop or so many have been filmed here. However, would you say the Goonies is maybe the number one?
Definitely.
Yeah.
As far as followers, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's most recognized.
And what exactly is going to happen for this 25th anniversary celebration? You have stars coming up.
We do. We have several cast members coming. Most of them will be with us for the whole weekend. A couple special ones coming out just for Sunday. Joe Pantoliano will be here for the whole weekend. He played one of the Fratelli brothers, one of the gangster
Francis.
Mobs. Yes, Francis.
That's right.
And you may be familiar with him in more recent movies, and also he was in the Sopranos series. So it'll be fun to have him here. And he's actually bringing one of his teenage daughters with him to come see Astoria and check out the area. So that was kind of fun to give them the opportunity. We also have Corey Feldman coming. He'll be arriving in town early on Saturday morning and staying throughout the weekend. And he played Mouse, the kind of obnoxious of the kids. And then Jeff Cohen, who played Chunk. He was the chunk of the group. I think seems to be the most identifiable and lovable character. When I talk to people, they always kind of.
But you wouldn't know him today, though.
No.
Doesn't look anything like.
Not a chunk anymore.
Not a chunk anymore.
He's actually gone on to be an attorney for entertainment law. So he's kind of a fun guy to hang out with and very much down to earth. He was great when he was here in 2005, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again. Yeah. And he's also bringing some family with him. His mom and sister were in the very end of the movie with all the kids, where they rescue them on the beach. So we'll have a little cameo from them this weekend as well.
Hey, you might say that Corey Feldman's bringing his band to perform an actual concert Sunday night.
Yes, yep. So. Sunday night we'll have a great concert with Corey Feldman's band. They kind of model themselves or take some...
Along the genre of Pink Floyd classic rock.
So that'll be a fun show, and they've definitely got some surprises in store with a great light show. And you know, they're not cutting it short here in Astoria at all. They're making a show that's going to be nothing like any others on their tour, including an 80s tribute for the encore. And you will see some of the cast members and the other bands joining them for the encore.
That should be a really fun concert.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. It's probably the number one thing I'm looking forward to for the weekend.
Well, let's talk about when things get started. Because first, if people want more information, they can go to the website, which is www.gooniesanniversary.com.
Correct.
And that has everything on it, an event schedule. I know there are flyers and posters around town as well. So it actually all starts on Thursday, June 3rd. What happens on Thursday, June 3rd?
Yeah, we got wind that a lot of fans were coming into town early. Quite a few stopped by to say hi yesterday. So we decided to open up our event headquarters, which we're calling the Goondocks, at the old England Marine building at 15th and Marine. And that is where they can pick up their tickets. They can buy new tickets if you haven't made the purchase yet. And we'll also have our retail store there. We've got a lot of 25th anniversary commemorative merchandise there. And that'll be open tomorrow starting at 11 and stay open until 5 or 6. We'll kind of stay there until the crowd weans. And then on Friday is really kind of when the events start going. The Goondock store will be open again starting at 11, and then we'll kick off the night with a VIP dinner. All the tickets are sold out for that, so it was kind of cool to see 100 tickets get snatched up in minutes.
Yeah, I was amazed how quick you sold those.
Our online sales started. We should have had a dinner for 1,000 people, but I guess it wouldn't have the same appeal. Anyhow, that's on Friday night, and then we're going to follow that up with kind of the kickoff to the event, which is our Astoria's version of a red carpet showing. So we'll have the cast come down by the Liberty Theater. We'll actually be closing 12th Street to give all the pedestrians kind of safe access to watch the proceedings there. And then they can follow the cast into the Liberty Theater to watch the premiere of the making of a cult classic, The Unauthorized Story of the Goonies. And this is a documentary that some fans started a few years ago, and they've just finished actually like last week. So we will be the very first ones to see that and kind of get some behind the scenes interviews and some old footage from the making of the movie.
Can people, I know that you have weekend passes where people can get a pass for every event. And then let's say this 7 o'clock red carpet showing at the Liberty Theater Friday night. Can people buy tickets at the door? Is it open to the public? How is that working?
We don't have a whole lot of tickets left for that. So if you're interested, definitely come to the Goondocks tomorrow and get the tickets for the red carpet showing. You can hang out and watch the entry if that's, you know, you want to kind of see the glitz and the glam, Astoria style.
Okay.
Paris Hilton going to be on the red carpet? No, I don't think so.
She hasn't confirmed her attendance.
Okay. All right. Well, there could be some surprise guests, though. We just don't know everybody yet. So
definitely you can come hang out and just kind of see what's going on. But to go inside and hear the announcements and, you know, watch the documentary and the movie, you'll need to get a ticket. And those are $20 to help go toward the event costs.
And how long is the documentary?
Documentary is about half an hour.
Okay, so 30-minute documentary first, and then the Goonies afterwards. Yep. Okay, and then, so that's Friday, and the Goondocks is open actually starting tomorrow at 11, so people can go and get tickets for things and get the event schedule. And then on Saturday, what happens?
Saturday morning, we're going to kick things off over at the Film Museum.
Yeah,
the brand new
grand opening of the Oregon Film Museum, 9 a.m. Saturday. It's at the old county jail on Duane Street. We're calling it our prequel. Obviously, we're doing it just in time for the big Goonies anniversary because it is such an attraction and a go-to spot for any Goonie fan. They're always stopping by to get their picture in front of the jail. Now it will be open, and they will be able to go inside and see the cell where the older Fratelli brother faked his death and ultimately escaped from the jail, which we plan to have possibly another jailbreak. You know, at the end of the film, the Fratellis were arrested. And word has it that there may be a breakout on Saturday morning. So.
Well, you know, I wondered what you and Mac Burns were doing over at the Historical Society when I heard that you were spending a lot of time in jail. And I thought, okay, maybe there are some things we don't know about Sam and Mac and the Historical Society. But you've actually been inside the jail painting and putting up displays and all kinds of other things.
Yeah, we've got a lot of activity going on this week. As I said, it's a prequel. It's not going to be the ultimate vision for the museum. We will have... exhibits in place in time. It will be a little heavily Goonies, obviously, for this weekend. But ultimately, we're going to tell the story of the 300-plus films that have been made in Oregon. For those that may not be aware, we feel it's appropriate to have the Oregon Film Museum here in a story because the first commercial film made in Oregon was in 1908 here in Astoria. It was called The Fisherman's Bride. So we feel if there's going to be an Oregon Film Museum, this is just as good a spot as any other in the state.
Oh. As they say in the Goonies, it all starts here.
That's right. It all starts here. So, yeah, we're very excited about it. It should be fun. Now, as I said, there will be a grand opening at 9 a.m. And because of the size of the jail, we will have limited entry. So tickets are going to be based on a timing. So people will get their ticket, and they may not be able to get in right at 10 a.m. They may have, be unfortunate enough to get an 11 o'clock or an 11:30 ticket or something. But in order to make it experience okay for everyone and not overcrowd this space, we have to do it that way.
Are you having a ribbon-cutting ceremony, too, or...?
Well,
a grand opening kind of.
It's not going to be officially a ribbon cutting. I mean, it is to dedicate a film museum, so there will be a action sequence.
Oh, okay, all right. So that's
the good old clapperboards.
Okay. Oh, yes. All right. Yes. Good.
So, we have Senator Betsy Johnson will be on hand. Mayor Willis Van Dusen, members of the cast.
I'm sure there will be quite a few media people. The media really does love this.
Yes.
Yes, I was just getting a list this morning from the Chamber's public relations firm of coverage that's already happened, and we've had a few more people that are planning on sending crews down, including a couple TV stations from Portland to help out with all the events.
And we already had Fox News yesterday was here, planning to be ready to air their episode this Friday. So they actually got in before anything was ready. So it's going to be interesting to see what they show.
And Sam, the museum has its grand opening on Saturday at 9, and then what are the hours of the museum going to be thereafter?
After that, we plan to have it open the same hours as the Flavel House Museum. It'll be open daily from 10 to 5 every day.
Okay, 10 to 5, the new Oregon Film Museum. and in time for the Goonies 25th anniversary this Saturday. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and my guests today are Regina Wilkie. She is the marketing manager for the Estuary Warrenton Chamber of Commerce, and Sam Rasko. He is marketing director for the Clatsop County Historical Society, which has been renovating, well, not really renovating, but yet transforming the Clatsop County Jail into a museum, Oregon Film Museum. And Regina has been doing all things Goonies. She's goonified. So we've talked a little bit about Friday, what's happening, and then Saturday, the film museum opening, and then what happened? There are some bus tours. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we've got kind of a double up. Saturday and Sunday have some of the same things offered. On Saturday morning, we'll start running bus tours, and they'll run both days from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and a bus will leave every half hour and take from the Goondocks, our event headquarters at 15th and Marine, graciously donated by England Marine. They will go from the headquarters location out to the Goonies house. This will be the only way for fans to get inside the house and take a peek. They'll get about half an hour there, and then they'll continue through town and travel past some Goonies sites, some Kindergarten Cop sites, you know, all the other films here. And we'll probably sprinkle a little bit of history in on the ride, too. And then they'll also get to go up on the hill at Skyline and Valley where Mouth's house is. And this is one that most fans have not been into. This is Corey Feldman's character during the chase scenes at the beginning of the movie. You see him sitting on a kitchen counter, and there's a great view out the window of the police, you know, chasing after the Fratelli's car. So it'll be kind of fun to pop in there and see the kitchen. And
Is that where you said the bus tours, is that where you could use some more extra volunteers?
We could definitely use some extra volunteers if you want to show off your town and tell these fans that are here visiting, some for the first time, some come a couple times a year as their ritual to come see where the Goonies was filmed. it'd be great to have some help. We've got a few more spots open for tour guides and also to help out at those locations just to kind of keep the tours on track and in the right yard, not bothering the neighbors. And those folks, if you are interested in volunteering, I have my mother actually helping me corral the volunteers. So she's got the schedule and she's standing by the phone at 861-2548. Or you can email me at Goonies, Goonies, at oldoregon.com.
So if you want to be a Goonie volunteer, that's a great way to be part of this.
Yeah, it's a great way to kind of see behind the scenes what it takes to put on an event and say that you were there.
Would you say that locals, are most of these bus tours geared toward people from out of town? Or do you think that there will be locals who'll actually say, you know, I've lived here for so long, or I live across the river, or I live in Gearhart, and I've never done this, and I want to educate myself about all of this?
We would certainly welcome locals to hop on the bus tours, too.
Great. Then, and that's from 9 to 4, bus mm-hmm. tours to film locations, again at the Goondocks. And then there's a 10 a.m. meet and greet with the cast for autographs.
Yes, the big thing the fans want to do is meet the cast and ask them questions about, you know, their favorite memories from filming, or what it was like to work with Steven Spielberg, or, you know, do you come back to Astoria and visit? You know, those kind of questions. So this is their opportunity. We're doing these at the Liberty Theater, so we can fit quite a large number of people in there. And we're doing that at 10 and 3 on Saturday and at 10 o'clock on Sunday. And we have a couple extra cast members, production members joining us on Sunday at Corey Feldman's request to come and be a part of his concert performance. And we are looking to schedule another one at 3 o'clock on Sunday so that folks will have a chance to meet Richard Donner and Sean Astin.
All right. That's
Imagine the concert's another volunteer opportunity. You're going to need crowd control there.
It is. The concert has mm-hmm. been very popular, so that one, I think we still need a couple more volunteers, but not as dire of a need as we do for the bus tours.
But and the concert
we've had
is
a great call response to our call
right.
so far.
Okay. Concert Sunday night, but on Saturday night, you have that. I'm looking at this great poster here, Never Say Die, the Goonies, and it says that on Saturday at 7 p.m., there's an 80s night out in Astoria. What's an 80s night out in Astoria?
80s night out is one of our ways to try and get the community involved in the event. The reason we put on these events is to, you know, have a boost to the local economy, expose, you know, our businesses to some income that maybe they wouldn't get on a rainy weekend in June.
Just admit the fact. It's an opportunity for Donna to get out her flash dance leg warmers and parade downtown.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'm trying to find a crimper for my hair. So we're encouraging the fans and locals alike to dress in the 80s, go out, have fun. Quite a few of the restaurants and night spots in town are offering some unique 80s experience. Video Horizons is going to do a Goonies lookalike costume contest. I think they're doing that at 6:30. I don't have my notes right in front of me. to the Astoria Event Center is going to have an 80s cover band and everything in between. Cosmic Bowling at Lower Columbia Bowl, which was one of the film sites, will be 80s music. So
I just realized I got to break out my Topsiders and Izod sweaters.
Oh, yeah.
So 70s and 80s disco. Is that disco too? Would 80s be considered disco?
I don't think you get the disco.
That was the end of the disco era, late
Cindy
70s.
And,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what they call the 80s music. Techno.
Are you allowed to say butt rock on air? That's what I always remember from the 80s.
Okay. All right. And then,
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. No. Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm too young for that.
So Sunday we've got the Goondocks again is open 9 to 6. More bus tours, meet and greet with the cast a couple of times, it sounds like. And then where is the Goonies themed concert? That's 6:30 to 10:30 on Sunday. Where is that? And this is the one that you're talking about with all these other bands.
Yeah, we're going to have four bands performing. Three of them are fans of the movie, and one of them includes one of the actors from the movie. So we're going to start with Troy's Bucket. They're a pop punk band from Southern California, and they've named themselves after a scene in the movie, kind of the memorable wishing well scene.
Oh, yes.
And then we have the Whiskey Rebellion. They're a bluegrass acoustic band, and they've got a YouTube video called The Ballad of Chester Copperpot that they've put together based on the song, and it's like they're reliving the movie kind of in the video. So when I saw that, I said, oh, we've got to invite those guys to come to the concert. Yeah. And then we have the Ataris. They are a band that had an album in 2003 that was actually called So Long Astoria. The cover art showed our Port of Astoria water tower as it was being demolished. They've got a lot of pictures in there of the Goonies house and, sites around here. And the title song talks about, their adventure to Astoria to see the Goonie site. So it's kind of a fun one.
And this is all going to take place at Warren Field.
Right now, it is planned for Warren Field. I just came from a staff meeting, and we're a little concerned about the weather.
Might be like nice.
It might be really nice. Yeah, the inch and a half of rain yesterday, and what they're calling for today. We don't want to ruin the football field by driving the truck out there to get the stage set up and have people, milling about in the mud. So we have checked with the fairgrounds, and they've got some stuff going on out there this weekend. So if we can make it work for them and for their other renters, we may move that. So we'll definitely get everyone alerted to any change on that by the end of the day today.
Yes. All right. So you can stay posted. And, of course, the chamber phone number is 503-325-6311. And you can call and you could ask for Regina, but almost anyone will give you information unless you want to volunteer. If you want to volunteer for some of these Goonies things, then ask for Regina or her mother.
Or call my mother, Elsie.
Or call Elsie.
861-2548.
861-2548. Right. Okay. And the things are continuing on Monday. Oh, and you know what? I think, as you mentioned, local businesses are really getting involved. And Lunar Boy has a special Goonies exhibit.
Yes, they've got a Goonies group show. I'm really excited to get down there and check it out. She's got artists that have worked for Leica Entertainment, and I think she mentioned there were some coming from Disney or DreamWorks, too. So there's going to be some top-notch Goonie art to be seen in town. Great. And we have some art that was part of a contest that we did last fall to find our poster for the event. And the timeline on that got delayed a little bit with waiting for Warner Brothers approval on the arts, but we will have them all on display down at the Goondocks too. So you'll get to see a wide range from middle school students' art to the real professional stuff over at the Goonie, at the Lunar Boy Gallery's Goonie Show.
If we want to act like we're like in the know and like we're Goonies, like, is there some like special thing you say or do? You just go, never say die, or is there something that you do?
Guys,
if you have the opportunity to get a Baby Ruth bar, always
walk
see
around
the fans.
The Baby Ruth bar.
I can't tell you
how
many
know that you're in the know about
Goonies,
right?
I don't think I'd ever eaten a Baby Ruth bar before we did the 20th anniversary in 2005, more Baby Ruth bars that weekend.
I mean, that's iconic. I think it's not only possible from the Goonies but from Caddyshack.
So, all right,
gotta
so
have a
baby Ruth bar.
Okay, so my age is showing.
You just walk around with a Baby Ruth bar, then they know that you know that you are in the know. The people who are in the know that you are. Okay, never mind.
A lot of knows.
And also on this, I see. Okay, Monday there's things happening, but there's also a get a treasure map of the Goondocks and set up for an adventure to local merchants.
Yes, there's so much going on. It's hard to fit it all in half an hour.
Exactly. We only have a few
minutes left. Treasure hunt to local merchants, and they have participated with us and identified something that they're going to offer at their store, whether it's a special menu item like a Baby Ruth cheesecake at the Silver Salmon Grill, or they're going to give away a miniature truffle at Columbia Chocolates. Coast Coffee has some special stuff in store, and I don't have a list, so I'm not even going to try to mention any more than that because I know I'm going to leave people out. But they will be given a treasure map when the fans come to the Goondocks to get their tickets. And so they are encouraged to go visit these stores, and hopefully they'll pop into some others along the way and leave a little bit of their money in Astoria.
Treasure hunt.
And when they get their whole map filled out and they've been to all the locations, they'll come back to the Goondocks and they'll receive a little treasure of their own. We've got some gold doubloons.
Excellent. Real gold. Whoa. Guess not. And then on Monday, the Goondocks is open again, which is 9 to 4. And then at 9 a.m., there's something called a Truffle Shuffle 5K Fun Run Walk. What's that?
That is, Monday is the anniversary of the release of the film, so we really felt like we needed to include that in the event. So we've had a lot of people talk about, you know, it's kind of a couch potato movie thing, so we thought, well, let's get these people out and active. So we were coming up with interesting ideas, and I think it was Laura from our PR firm that said, what if we do a truffle shuffle, you know, run? And I just thought it was perfect. Those of you not familiar with the Truffle Shuffle, that's one of the little activities that the Chunk character does in the movie. So I'm sure we'll be having people do the Truffle Shuffle across the finish line.
And that starts where? At the Goondocks again?
The starting line is actually at the West End Mooring Basin, and it will follow the Riverwalk all the way out toward the East End.
Okay, so 9 a.m. on Monday, the Truffle Shuffle, and then there's a picnic social at Ecola Park.
Yep, Astoria Lions Club's providing a barbecue for folks, and we will have some cast members there. Some of them have to catch flights earlier that morning, but we'll have a nice social at the park, and the park ranger that worked during the film has some pictures and some stories to share with everyone.
So if you don't think there's anything going on when you live in a small town, well, there's a lot going on, especially this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Goonies. We only have a couple minutes left. Sam, anything else you'd like to say? I know you've been busy on the Oregon Film Museum for the big opening.
Well, just to let people know that it is finally open this Saturday, I should say. Don't come sooner. But it's your opportunity. If you've never been into the jail, come on down. If you have been in the jail, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised how it's being not only saved but transformed. You know, we're limited in what we can do to the space, but I think you're going to be very pleased and surprised to find out that it's not ultimately going to be just Goonies. Again, we're going to try to tell the story of filmmaking and the 300-plus films that have been made in all of Oregon and highlight the aspects of that throughout. So
thank you
should
so
be fun
much,
to
see. Sam. Yeah,
thanks
another
for having
great
us.
Museum here in this little tiny town.
And I love that you kept the historic nature of the sign.
Yeah, some people might have noticed we did add the Oregon Film Museum across the top of the building to mimic the original county jail sign.
Oh, so, that's excellent. And yeah. Regina, any last thing you'd like to say?
Thanks to everyone who's participated so far and helped out with sponsorship and partnering in the event. And come on out, it'll be fun.
And have fun. And if you want to volunteer, talk to Regina at the Chamber. Thank you so much for all things Goonie. And we all need to be silly sometimes, you know? We just do. And, yeah. And Goonies is a fun way to do that. Okay, Terry Wilson saying we got to get out. Thank you, Terry Wilson, engineer extraordinaire. I want to thank all of you who listened to this program and also our local talented banjo instructor, Michael Bruin, for his theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life and focus on those good things, expand them, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.